This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management and News Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Joining us once again on today's show is Dr. Daniel Toogood, a chiropractor who has been practicing in Apple Valley, California. He's also the author of his fourth book, Chronic Pain Gone, 90 Days. Dr. Toogood has been practicing for 30 years and specializes in the elimination of chronic pain. Dr. Toogood, always great to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric. I look forward to sharing this information with your listeners.
And as always, certainly looking forward to diving into this information and finding out more on how we can alleviate chronic pain. So your book is called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. Is this realistic, and can a person really recover from chronic pain in just 90 days?
Yes, actually they can. In fact, most chronic pain can be eliminated in less than 90 days, usually 30 to 60 days, 90 days at the outside. You know, all of us have experienced pain and healing. We've all bonked our heads, stubbed our toes, had cuts, broken bones, etc. And most of the time, the pain just goes away all by itself, usually within a few days or a few weeks, 90 days at the most. Sometimes, though, you have to get treatment, like use ice or heat, take some pills, medication, chiropractic care, maybe even surgery. But you heal, and the pain is eventually gone. Chronic pain is different, though. It doesn't heal. Doctors have made all kinds of diagnoses about chronic pain. There's fibromyalgia, arthritis, chronic back pain, irritable bowel syndrome, psoriasis. The list goes on and on and on. And what these conditions have in common is they don't respond to conventional medicine or even to alternative medicine for that matter. And the reason for that is because doctors don't know what causes chronic pain.
Dr. Toogood, if you would, touch on briefly what is the cause of chronic pain.
Well, all pain, whether it's chronic or not, is caused by a process called inflammation. Inflammation is a series of chemical events in your body that are set off by injury, stress, or infection. So inflammation involves swelling, redness, heat, and the indicator light that something is on is pain. It is the beginning of healing. So the solution to pain is to eliminate inflammation. And, of course, the very best way to do that is just let it run its course. Let your body heal naturally. But if the pain is unbearable and you can't sleep or walk, or then you might have to take something like an anti-inflammatory drug, like Aleve, Advil, aspirin, ibuprofen, and that will decrease the inflammation and give you some relief. But these anti-inflammatory drugs don't stop inflammation. Healing is what stops inflammation. Chronic pain is also caused by inflammation, but the inflammation of chronic pain goes on and on and on. Chronic pain is caused by inflammation that doesn't stop. Chronic pain is caused basically by failure to heal.
And let's jump into that, if you would. Why is our bodies failing to heal?
You know, the body is a really well-built organism, and it should heal. And if it doesn't, something's wrong. Chronic pain fails to heal because the inflammation doesn't stop. It just keeps going on. And so the conventional treatment is anti-inflammatory drugs that interfere with some of the chemical steps of inflammation. So the inflammation is less, but it's not gone. It doesn't eliminate it. My discovery is that chronic pain is caused by specific pro-inflammatory substances, the opposite of anti-inflammatory. These substances are swallowed just like Aleve or Advil. But instead of interfering with inflammation, they feed inflammation. So, Eric, if you and I were trying to put out a fire and I'm throwing water on it, that's anti-inflammatory, right? And you're throwing buckets of gasoline on the fire, that's pro-inflammatory. That fire's not going to go out. So rather than throwing more water on it, this is what patients with chronic pain do when they take Advil forever. It makes more sense to stop throwing the gasoline on the fire. So the solution to chronic pain is to eliminate the pro-inflammatory substances that are being swallowed and allowed into the bloodstream.
Nice analysis on why our bodies fail to heal. Now, does this mean chronic pain sufferers need to change their diets, or should people eat a vegan diet or eat organic food?
That's a little bit actually too general. When you go to a medical doctor with any kind of health problem, that doctor is going to take a history, she's going to examine you, she's going to run some tests, and then most likely she's going to prescribe some medication. But she doesn't say, I want you to go take some pills. No, she's very specific. She says, I want you to take these very specific pills at this very specific dose. Don't take more, don't take less. In fact, I'm going to write them down with instructions, send them to the pharmacist, and he's going to instruct you on how and when and how much to take of these very specific drugs. My program is the same. It's very specific. So I take a history, I examine the patient, I run some tests, and then I give a very specific list of changes to make. I don't say, you know, eat a vegan diet, eat organic, or just eat healthy. You know, but that's funny, though. That's the advice that one of my patients got from a doctor before she came to see me. She was suffering with migraines, back pain, and digestive upset. So her doctor said she should eat healthy. So I asked her what the doctor meant by that. And she said, well, I asked him the same question. And his response was, and I'm not kidding, Google it. So people who suffer with chronic pain will get relief when they successfully eliminate the specific pro-inflammatory substances that are feeding their inflammation and causing their chronic pain. It's very specific.
Tell us, what are some of those things that cause chronic pain?
Okay, so I want to tell you that everything I'm sharing with you today is based on observations. I didn't make any of it up. I just see it in practice. And here's the first step. Most chronic pain, no matter what the diagnosis, whether it's fibromyalgia or migraines, whatever it is, that means more than 50% of all cases of these kind of conditions are caused by the most specific, the most common pro-inflammatory substance there is, and that's casein, C-A-S-E-I-N. Casein is the main protein found in milk and dairy foods.
Today, once again, we are with Dr. Daniel Toogood, a chiropractor who has been practicing for 30 years in Apple Valley, California, and has discovered what causes chronic pain and how to get rid of it. And you can certainly read all about it in his latest book, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. He's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Toogood, aren't dairy foods supposed to be good for you, like for strong bones?
Well, that's what we've been told for many years. But the truth is, and you can think about this logically yourself, cow's milk is specifically designed to be the perfect nutrient for baby cows, not for humans. And casein is the protein that's in all dairy foods, and it's highly inflammatory for many people, especially people who suffer with some form of chronic pain. So the solution for most cases of chronic pain, very simply, is to completely eliminate all animal milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, sour cream, blue cheese, ranch dressing, all the dairy foods. Any food that contains cow's milk is what has to be eliminated.
And this certainly is painful news for those that love to drink milk. Are there some non-dairy substitutes that people can use instead of milk or other dairy products?
Yeah, but you have to be careful about that, especially the term non-dairy. It's a legal term, not a technical term. You know, for example, most non-dairy coffee creamers like Cremora and Coffee Mate and those really popular flavored creamers like French Vanilla and Hazelnut, they contain a form of the milk protein. If you look on that label, you'll see it labeled as caseinate. It's usually sodium caseinate or calcium caseinate. So that's casein, C-A-S-E-I-N, with A-T-E on the end of it. Again, that's the gasoline that feeds these fires. So they have to be avoided too. But there are plenty of plant-based milks that are getting better and better right now that are on the market, like almond milk, soy milk, rice milk, and coconut milk. Also, if you're a coffee drinker, amazingly enough, coffee is not one of the pro-inflammatory substances. But if you like coffee, you can still drink it if you use, there's a creamer on the market called Silk. It's made by Silk. It's the original Silk soy creamer. It's very good. Now, I want your listeners to know that everything I'm telling you today is based on observation. I didn't make any of it up. I've seen these reactions over and over again for many years in practice, and so they're true. So I also have to mention another observation here, and this is a really sad one, and that is that all the patients I've seen who react with some kind of pain to casein, they also react to chocolate, only the reaction is worse. So while consuming the casein in dairy foods is like throwing gasoline on a fire, chocolate is like throwing napalm on a fire. If I ever see a patient who all of a sudden suffers severe back pain or a migraine or knee pain or whatever it is for no apparent reason, you can bet that within 24 hours before the onset of pain, they ate something that had chocolate in it.
Unreal. That certainly is depressing for those that love chocolate, and most people do. What about dark chocolate?
Yeah, that's a common question I get all the time. There's a lot of information out there that people read that say dark chocolate has antioxidants, is very good for you. But the truth is that anybody who is sensitive to the milk protein or anybody who suffers with any form of chronic pain, they will react to dark chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, even chocolate flavoring and cocoa. So all chocolate is extremely pro-inflammatory and has to be eliminated or the patient's going to continue to suffer.
So if patients avoid the pro-inflammatory things that cause inflammation, how long does it take to feel a difference?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of people, some of the patients I see, that we make the specific diet changes, they make the changes, and they call me in 3 or 4 days and say, oh my God, I feel worse now. What's going on? Well, the most difficult part of this approach is the first 7 days. And what happens is you actually go through a thing called a withdrawal. So, many coffee drinkers know what that is. If you drink coffee every single day and then one day you quit or you don't get your dose in time, they'll get a headache. That's caffeine withdrawal. A lot of people think that means they need caffeine, but actually what's happening is they're just withdrawing from it. And once they give it time, usually 7 days, sometimes 14 days, the headaches will go away and withdrawal will be over. The same withdrawal often happens about half of the time in my experience when a specific pro-inflammatory substance like casein and chocolate is eliminated. The first signs of healing usually happen between 7 and 30 days. That's after 7 days of withdrawal where you may feel lousy. Chronic headaches respond really well and are usually gone within 2 weeks. Most people will see a big difference within 30 days and will be pain-free within 90 days and usually, like I said, a lot quicker, 30 to 60 days. If you are very successful at 100% eliminating these substances, you can't just go halfway with it. You have to totally eliminate all of the casein and chocolate. And you have to realize that this approach is systemic, which means that all we're doing, it's not magic, all we're doing is lowering the inflammation in the body by eliminating these things that are like the gasoline on the fire. They're feeding the inflammation. So once you lower the whole systemic inflammation in the body, most patients will see lots of other changes too, like their skin, their sinuses, their digestive systems. They'll have more energy. They'll just feel better in general. And like I said, it's not magic. It's just turning down the heat on the body.
Certainly does make a lot of sense, and who wouldn't want to have positive results and feel much better? What about soy cheese in these regards?
Yeah, there are some soy cheeses on the market. There's a lot of them, actually. Unfortunately, most of the cheeses out there that's made from soy contains caseinate. That's how they get it to taste, sort of like cheese. I have found a few soy cheeses that don't have caseinate in them, but you don't want to use them. They do not taste like cheese. So, cheese, in order for soy cheese to taste anything like normal cheese, it has to have milk protein in it. So in order to avoid all milk protein, soy cheese has to be eliminated also.
Lastly, are there any other substances that could cause inflammation?
Yeah, in my book, which is Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days, it's very easy to read. I list the 10 steps necessary to eliminate chronic pain, and they're listed in order of importance. So we've talked about the main ones, which is casein in dairy foods, caseinate in non-dairy foods, and chocolate. The next one on the list is MSG, which is a food additive that's in processed foods. It's actually a nerve toxin that stands for monosodium glutamate, infamous for its use in Chinese food and processed meats. The next one is aspartame, which is NutraSweet, which is an artificial sweetener, which is very similar to MSG. It's also a nerve toxin. One little sidelight on the aspartame, just last week, Pepsi announced that their Diet Pepsi, which has been relying on aspartame for a sweetness, is in August is going to take all the aspartame out of their Diet Pepsi product. So that's kind of a good thing. It's a nerve toxin and shouldn't be consumed. After that, another allergen which can cause inflammation is very popular now, it's called gluten. Gluten is the main protein found in wheat and wheat products, breads, pasta, cakes, cookies, crackers, all of those things. Now, even though it's very popular now as something to avoid, a lot of people start with eliminating gluten and they don't get very good results because they're still consuming casein in dairy foods, caseinate in non-dairy foods, chocolate, etc. So there are cases, though, about 10% of the people I see, they do react to gluten, and it's one of the things they have to eliminate. And the last thing on the list is medication. all medications are poison and all medications cause side effects. If you watch TV at night, you'll see them mention the drugs and how good they are. But then most of the commercial, they're describing the horrible possible side effects that happen. The worst ones on the market that I see as far as a chiropractor are the cholesterol pills. Many people come in here with symptoms like leg pain, leg weakness, numbness in the feet that are actually side effects to the cholesterol pills like Gemfibrozil and Zocor and Simvastatin and Lovastatin that doctors are, in my opinion, too aggressively prescribing. They do cause serious side effects. So if you have any kind of chronic pain, it's not really, you know, something that you have to add to your system to make it better, like a pain pill or a supplement or an anti-inflammatory drug. The whole approach that I have is to subtract, find out what's feeding the inflammation. It could be a drug with a side effect. It's most likely dairy foods and chocolate. Gluten could be in the mix. Monosodium glutamate, these kind of food additives and allergens are what causes most chronic pain. And most people will get really, really good results. Their pain will be eliminated well within 90 days if they go through this list. Read the book and understand it and then eliminate the pro-inflammatory substances that are causing their chronic pain.
Always informative, Dr. Toogood. Certainly amazing how simple it is. Tell our listeners where they can get your book.
Okay, I answer all emails, and my email is drtwoogood@aol.com. My name is Dr. Toogood. That's my real name. And the last name is spelled like the number two and good, T-W-O-G-O-O-D. You can go to my webpage, which is called danieltoogood.com. My book is on Amazon. It's in Kindle. It's in Nook. You can download it. It's actually a Google app. It's in iBooks. The book is called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days, and the title says it all. I know it sounds like a grandiose claim, but if you follow the simple instructions in the book, this easy-to-read book, you will get relief from your chronic pain no matter what it is.
Well, Dr. Toogood, it's always good to have you. Thanks for coming back to keep our attention on those simple things that can help us feel much better and alleviate chronic pain. And thanks for spending another moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you are more than welcome. We've been speaking to, once again, Dr. Daniel Toogood, a chiropractor who has been practicing for 30 years in Apple Valley, California, and also the author of his latest book, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. And once again, the website's of reference, it's chronicpaingone90days.com, as well as danieltoogood.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pain Management and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.